While Republican leaders voted on cost-cutting measures to erase an operating deficit, Democrats held a public hearing on the same issue. Representative Mark Pocan says the assembly budget's in the red because of high attorney bills. More than $1 million has been paid in legal fees for redistricting and to represent those involved in the caucus investigation. The Madison Democrat says that legal expenses related to the John Doe probe need to be stopped.
And if the speaker and the governor won't, we somehow have to get the public to help us in trying to do something, because right now that's almost $1 million in the legislature as a whole, and 80% of that is just from the assembly.
The assembly's total is higher because members don't have a $10,000 cap on legal bills like the Senate. Common Cause has filed suit. The watchdog group says taxpayers shouldn't reimburse lawmakers and staff for legal fees until they're found innocent of the illegal campaign work and other allegations being investigated. Executive Director Jay Hex says the attorney bills are paid without a clear indication of exactly what services were provided.
Many of the bills that have been submitted have virtually little or no detail. And it's almost been the case that if you submit a bill on legal letterhead to the chief clerk, you get a check.
The legal fees are just one reason for assembly cost overruns. An aide to Republican Speaker Scott Jensen says Democrats are trying to use the issue for political advantage. Steve Boss refutes Democratic claims that Republicans are ignoring the assembly's biggest expense.
They clearly don't understand what they're talking about when they make those claims. I think they're turning this trying to make it a partisan political thing rather than an institutional cost savings thing.
One of the cost-cutting measures approved by the Assembly Organization Committee involves delaying staff increases. Andy Jansen works for Representative Pedro Colon.
I'm not going to die if I don't get my 2% increase this year. However, you know, I mean, I work hard. You know, I work hard for what I do, and I work hard on behalf of Representative Colon. And, you know, I often drive to Milwaukee on my own time.
Another cost-saving measure adopted by the Assembly is to restrict lawmakers' travel and food allowance. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.